It's Wednesday afternoon, August 19th, 2020, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM, the home of unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show. And since it's 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon, you happen to be tuned to the Indies Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indies Trusted Servant. What is Indies Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and or keynote speaking about customer service and organizational culture, about which I learned from the hand of the master, my late father, Joe O'Malley, as a young kid, and then for many, many years at O'Malley Food Markets. If you're interested in learning more about that, why, give me a call at 317-413-9062. You might not be having speakers today, but hopefully within a few months you might be. What's the Indies Trusted Servant Show? I like to describe it as lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And today my guest is somebody that I knew a long time ago, briefly, and then she disappeared. I don't know if she disappeared because we sold O'Malley's or because she moved away or both, but her name is Linda Rendelman, and she has an organization called the Women Like Us Foundation. So today's show is going to be about women, and we're going to let Linda take it from there. But first, we're going to ask Linda to tell us about a little bit about her background and how she got to found the Women Like Us Foundation.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you.
And great to see you, too. I know it's been such a long time. So, yeah. Well, actually, it's a pretty long story, but I'm going to make it as short as I can.
But everybody likes to know where you grew up and where you went to school and then what you did as quick as you can.
Sure. For the most part, Indiana. Born in Illinois. Moved to Indiana when I was like seventh grade. Stayed here.
In Indianapolis? So,
Martinsville, Indiana.
Are you
high
an
school?
An artesian?
I not only was an artesian, I was a cheerleader artesian.
Okay.
You betcha.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Moved to Indianapolis when I became an adult. But IU, got my degree in public speaking at IU.
Okay.
I'm a speaker like you are. We have very similar.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And also I got my master's from Butler in women's counseling.
Oh, okay.
So okay. I've always been interested in promoting women. Always.
Well, I got a master's from Butler in English. I was an English teacher.
Are you serious?
But that's a whole other issue.
We were probably there at the same time.
Well, I think I was there before you
were. Well, I hope so. No.
Okay, so yeah. What have you done professionally since that master's degree?
Yeah, exactly. Well, ran the family real estate office for many years, but I did a lot of coaching for women. And then I had here in Indianapolis, anyone listening might remember Business Women Connect.
Yeah.
And that's where you and I got connected, because I think O'Malley's was sponsored us for a while.
It seems like we might have.
Yeah. That's how that went. And so that was a women's membership organization here in Indy. We literally had the very first local website for women in the city of Indianapolis.
Is that right? Even
Absolutely.
Before Indianapolis Woman Magazine or anything?
Well, that's the other thing. I actually created the first Indianapolis Woman Magazine.
You did?
I did. Myself and Connie Rosenthal, who was with Channel 8, and she was a broadcaster.
I vaguely remember
and
that.
And I'm writing and I'm speaking, and the two of us got together and did create the initial one, which was eventually sold a couple of times. And
was that Mary White?
Mary Weiss ended up with it. Yeah. But I mean, I'd see it in the grocery store and it's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I did not know that, or I forgot that.
Yeah,
but that
we don't
was
talk
a,
about that
I don't think
much.
It's still around, is it? Or
no,
is
it's
it?
Not.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not still around. So moving forward, Business Women Connect, a women's membership organization. We had, let's see, it was once a month, I believe, that we had events. And it was all about women networking, supporting one another on both a personal and a professional level.
Okay.
So fast forward from that. I did eventually sell Business Women Connect, but prior to that, I'm a cancer survivor. And so what happened was I started a charity that was the sister piece to Business Women Connect. So we had the for-profit and the nonprofit. But what happened was right as we were starting the nonprofit, I contracted cancer, and it's interesting because I at that time.
Well, what year would that have been?
That was the early 2000s, like
that's
2002.
Just right when we sold a marsh, and that's when we didn't see each other anymore.
Yeah. I think that's right, and I did disappear for a while, but prior to that, I was also doing a show on Sunday mornings on Fox, that was called Business Women Connect. So you and I are like so similar because I love getting to know people and also helping to tell their stories. Fast forward after I had to stop the television show because of my cancer. And when things started up again, Sally Brown was a very good friend of mine. And Sally looked at me one day and I wrote my first book after my cancer.
Okay. And was it about cancer?
No, it was the name of it was Women Like Us. I haven't told this whole story for some time. Okay. Sorry.
See, now we're getting there.
We're getting to Women Like Us. Exactly. So the first book, I've written three in the Women Like Us series. The first one was Women Like Us, Real Stories and Strategies for Living Your Best Life. I should have brought you a copy.
Well, I would love it.
Yeah. You know what? I'll bring you a copy of the third one because the first one is actually sold out at this point.
Okay. Love that.
But and so when that was written, Sally Brown was in the book, and she and I were friends, and she looked at me and she said, "Linda, don't you have a charity?" And I said, "Yes, I do. It was stopped because of my cancer."
Okay.
So we pulled that back out and renamed it
Women Like Us
Foundation. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And that was in 2008.
2008.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so when we were talking, it wasn't Women Like Us, it was Indianapolis Woman.
When you and I were talking, it was actually Business Women Connect.
Business Women Connect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But somehow, maybe I kept getting your emails or something, because I remember seeing emails from you.
Yeah.
We
don't let go of anybody that subscribes to our newsletter, trust me, unless they quit.
Okay, so you created Women Like Us in 2008, so it's
Women
12
like
years old.
Women Like Us Foundation, the book was published in 2008. By early 2009, we had changed the Business Women Connect Foundation, renamed it the Women Like Us Foundation, and at that point, Sally Brown and I were co-founders of that. And then Sally had done such wonderful work and taught me so much about how to have a nonprofit because she was so into that world. And so she stayed on for, I think it was a year and a half. And then she's still a co-founder, but I went ahead and that was back in 2009.
Well, what was your initial mission? It looks to me like you might have broadened the mission, but what was the initial mission?
Yeah, actually, we narrowed it because when we tried to do everything for women, I mean, literally everything.
Too much.
We were going to Serbia. We were going to Kenya. We were going to India. We were in the United States. We had chapters in California.
How did you get all these chapters started? That sounds
connections.
Real.
People.
Really?
Women very, very interested in being a part of what we do. And our mission, which is still the same, we're definitely much, much about empowering women. And really bringing women along and helping women to find their voice and to stand up. And that's why I'm so excited that I'm still in this business because of what's going on with women in this country.
Okay.
And the world.
Okay. So let's talk about you. One of the first things you mentioned in your bullet points is this whole thing with the Kenya thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you doing more work there than in other places or...
Yeah, so here's where we're at. Here's our little travelogue. So we did realize that we were so broad and not enough focused. In fact, I think we were kind of confusing people because we were doing so many different things. And of course, the end of the day is we have to get funding. We always have to get funding.
Right.
And 4 years ago, I made the decision that we were traveling to Kenya every year, and we still do every year, although this year we had to cancel because of COVID. We take volunteers to Kenya every single year, and we have, although we've done several amazing initiatives and been very successful, I don't know, I'll just say, give you a minute on what we have done. We partnered with, actually, Nancy Noel. Everyone knows who Nancy
sure,
is.
Oh, sure, the artist.
Yes, yeah. And Nancy had founded... or had come across a very, very small school called that was eventually named the Noel School in Mbita, which is a village in Africa. And she joined us and we came together to help support that school. And really, truly, we helped support the Noel School for about 10 years.
So was this a school just for girls?
No.
No,
this is a children's school. It went from I think when she found it, there were maybe 40 children, and it got built up to 270 children. So what you have to remember is the Women Like Us Foundation actually supports women's initiatives. So this initiative was run by a woman, this entire school in Kenya, okay, and then, of course, Nancy, and then us. So we women were running the whole thing. Just very quickly, over the years, we were able to get them clean water. They actually now have flush toilets. We had scholarships for all the children to be able to go into high school. We paid for the doctor that came every week because some of the children had AIDS. Oh, and we also paid teacher salaries. So we're very, very proud of what we did.
Do you have schools in these other countries too?
No.
Just the one in Kenya.
We are just in Kenya and the United States.
Well, where's the ones in the United States?
Well, we don't have chapters any longer, but we do initiatives in support of women. And most recently, we did a whole bunch of mask sewing with women in the United States.
That's where you got these masks?
So, actually, no, those are from Kenya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So gotcha. Here's where we are now. We did some other things too, but you can go to our website, womenlikeusfoundation.org, and see the things that we've done over the years and the impact we've made. But where we are today and have been for the last 3 years is we have established at the edge of the slums in Nakuru, Kenya, we established it's called the Women Like Us Center. And we're over 150 women now we've been able to pull out of the slums. We've educated them. We've given them skills like how to raise chickens. We have land for them where they're actually raising vegetables. They sell them at the market. They take it home to their children. But our biggest thing that I'm so excited about is that they have learned to sew. And we have a sewing program where they get a certification so they can go out.
A skill.
Yes, really, yeah. Really true, a skill. And those masks came from our women that I gave you, came from the women in Kenya making the masks, selling them on the street, and then we brought them to the United States. We have a Shopify website. You can get all this again on our website.
We want to come back, and we want you to give us the website, but we have to take a quick break to thank our host, tell you a little bit about next week's show.
Sure.
Our host for the studios at 91.9 FM and all that unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their extremely busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mostly dog and cat food, but there are a few birds and other animals in there, to pet owners only, not stores, in 48 states. So you know this stuff's got to work, and we thank them for loaning a space in their loft here at the warehouse on South Shelby Street. Next week's guest, I can't think of his first name right now. Oh, Jeff Slain, Slain. He runs a networking event called Business Spotlight, something like the second Friday of the month, and it's up on the north side, and he's actually going live with the event this month for the first time, I think, since COVID happened. And I've been to the event a couple of times, and it's a good event, so you want to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. Now, back to Linda Rendleman and Women Like Us Foundation. We're talking about the school and the education in Kenya. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. How do you guys raise money?
Well, we used to have events before. You can't do that any longer.
Well, tell us about the events,
well,
because you will some point. Right?
Yeah. Well, they're fundraising events, and we'll have a speaker come in and talk about things that are particularly interesting and motivational for women. And many times we have vendors, and, you know, it's pretty much the typical kind of thing that we do. But honestly, where we really get our funding, because we've kind of learned that those events cost so much money to
they
put them
can,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Our wonderful volunteers will spend 6 months to a year getting ready, and then we're not quite so sure that
it's
we make enough money. Yeah, so we really kind of step back from that.
Okay.
But we meet private donors, quite honestly, and I'm really proud to say that we received a grant from Tyler Perry for 3 years to keep our Women Like Us Center getting to the place where it will be self-sustainable.
Have you been able to gather a lot of support from the Indianapolis community?
Not for a long time, but I would love to.
You're going to try to ramp that back up.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And that is one of the reasons that I have the new radio show and podcast. Yeah, there you go again.
Tell us about the radio show and podcast.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Well, there's a coaching component for women to be able to get them to find their best lives, and that's me. I'm the coach, and the radio show is called What's Next for Women Like Us. It's on every Thursday at 3:00, and it's on the Women for Women Network, as well as we have our podcast on iHeart and also any of the Apple Podcasts and any of those.
The Women for Women Network. How do you access that?
You can go to whatsnextforwomenlikeus.com, and we have all that information there.
You got it right there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And we're looking for interesting guests, women guests. Sorry, Danny. But
Darn it.
If anyone's listening, I know I would love, you know, get to me through that website. And that would be great. That would be really, really good. So Kenya is doing amazingly well. We're so thrilled with what these people are learning and being able to.
So how old is the school in Kenya now? How many years have you had it?
The center?
Yeah.
It's 4 years old. But we started in a house and now we're in a building. We've been in the building for 2 years.
How many kids have been through the program?
Well, it's for women.
Well, I mean,
and their children. We've had 150 women that we've been able to impact so far.
But what about the school that you start that
the
you
school,
described?
The Noel School, we raise them up for 10 years, and so we still give them some money, but
okay.
We are not managing that school any longer.
Okay, gotcha.
Now we're at the center.
Any idea how many kids graduated from the Noel School?
The Noel School, when we were there last, which would have been last year, they had 270 children. But you have to understand, it's not a high school. They go up to about the eighth grade, and then we were helping with scholarships for the ones that could get to high school would be able to go.
They speak English in Kenya, right?
A lot of them do, but not everyone.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Does part of that school, I'm curious, do they teach English in the school?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So the center, do a lot of the kids that go to the school end up at the center?
No, because they're miles and miles and miles geographically, very, very far apart. However, there is a school of teen girls that is affiliated with the center. And what we've been able to do there is we have taught them how to make what they call washable sanitary towels. And what it is we were specifically focused on teen girls. That's actually how all of this started.
Yeah.
First, we had the teen girls and moved into the women's center. And so it's still both, but we don't support that school. We do programs for these teen girls. And they have learned, right now are learning how to sew and make these washable sanitary towels. Because what it does, it keeps them in school for 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
The problem has been girls drop out
because
every month and they get behind and then they
quit.
It's
hard for us to conceive of a society where the education is so minimal
that's so fragile for girls.
Exactly. That is wild.
Exactly.
Now, do you go to Kenya often?
We go once a year.
And how long are you there?
We stay for 12 days.
Okay.
And it's really, we had a great trip planned and then the coronavirus. But it's really fabulous. I mean, you know, you're doing something that you want to do because you're helping and volunteering. But at the same time, we also go on safari, hot balloon rides over the Masai Mara. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful trip. Beautiful.
How advanced or unadvanced generically is Kenya these days?
Advanced as far as...
Well, how civilized is it or uncivilized is it on average?
Oh, okay. Well,
now, you're in a city, right?
Well, we fly into Nairobi, which is a big, very, very busy city.
Yeah.
But we don't stay there. We do one night there, and then we are out. We have a guide.
How far away are you from Nairobi?
When we do our work?
Yeah.
About 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, about 4 hours. And we move.
So it's a very rural place?
Yeah, they're little small villages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned not everybody has a running toilet, right?
Not out in the Masai Mara. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's right. That's very, very true. Back to the Women's Center, though, because I don't want to mislead. The Women's Center is in a bigger metropolis area, but it's at the edge of the slums there. The slums are quite awful.
Are they worse than our slums?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's so, boy, that's... It's hard, again, when we talk about slums and we say wherever the slums are in whatever city, we don't realize how much worse it is in other parts of the world.
It's really sad. It can be, by the end of the trip, it's kind of, you're worn out.
What kind of a government does Kenya have? It's not a democracy, I take it. Is it a, do you know?
Actually, in our documentary, we actually had the First Lady of Kenya, but no. I don't know. It's definitely not Democrats and Republicans like we have here.
Well, that's good.
There's that's India. I was in India and went to a rally.
Well, India would be a more advanced civilization than Kenya by far.
Yeah, but really, the Kenyan people are so beautiful. I have loved being a part of their lives. They're like my best friends over there. It's really fabulous.
So you said you met the First Lady of Kenya,
mm-hmm.
right?
So
is there a president and a first lady?
President Kenyatta.
Okay.
Over there, and his wife. However, when I met the first lady was when we were filming our documentary, which was 5 years ago. And actually, it was Ida Odinga and Raila Odinga. He was the leader, and she was the first lady.
Have you gotten support from the Kenyan government at all?
Haven't even tried.
Would there be no use to...
She wrote the foreword of my second book. No, my third book,
okay.
I guess. She wrote
the
foreword.
You said the first book is now out of print, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sold out?
Well, I have a few little copies back.
Tell us about the second and third book and how you might access those books.
Yeah, absolutely. You can certainly go on Amazon. You can also go on either one of my websites, womenlikeusfoundation.org or whatsnextforwomenlikeus.com.
Okay.
The second book... Sally Brown got involved with that one with me, and so she has some pieces and some essays in the second book, which is called Women Like Us, Together Illuminating the World.
That's a long title.
I know, everything's long. And then the most recent one, actually my daughter Kat Sadler is on the cover of the third one, and that one is Women Like Us, Together Changing the World.
Pat Sadler or Kat Sadler?
Kat.
Why have I heard that name?
Well, she lived here. She was on Fox for many years.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is she now?
She's in Los Angeles. And she left Indiana and went to Los Angeles and was 12 years on E! News as one of the hosts on E! News.
Okay.
Hollywood girl. I got a Hollywood girl.
Okay. All right. So she just left for another job, more or less, right?
And you
ended up out there yourself.
I ended
later.
Up...
Later.
I know. It's crazy. Yes.
Do you have any other children?
I have two other ones. Kat's the middle one, and then I have two other children, Jane and AJ, and they are right here in Indianapolis, which is why we have a house here. And because I'm from here and I love Indiana.
Good
for you. I get real lonesome.
Good for you. I love Indiana, too. We'll be back with one more quick segment with Linda Rendleman of the Women Like Us Foundation. We want to once again thank the host for the studio of 91.9 FM, all the unpredictable music in the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their really busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mostly dog and cat food, to pet food owners only in 48 states. So this stuff's got to work. Next week's show, we'll have Jeff Slane of a networking organization called Business Spotlight that meets, well, they meet at Drake's on the, not Drake's, District Tap up in the Clearwater area on the second Friday of the month at lunch. No cost to join. All you got to do is buy lunch. And a lot of people show up, and they're finally going to go back live this month. So we'll have him on next week. Now, back to Linda Rendleman for our last topic. You mentioned having been honored in Washington, D.C. at the Gallery of Arts. Can you talk about that and what that was for and about?
Yes, I'd love to. It was just a huge highlight in my life.
I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. So there's an organization called the Canalis Project, And it is run by a woman who's a very famous opera singer. And she also created a project, which is called Hear Her Song. And what she did is, and she's still doing it, I was part of the very, very first time, the inaugural event. And what she did was she went out and found stories, found women that had amazing stories of perseverance, of supporting other women, of, you know, just their stories as they came along in their lifetime. And I was selected as one of those 21 women. And it was just such...
Is this 21 women a year or...
21 women a year. I was in the first year. Yes.
What year was this?
Let's see. It was like 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and I was just so amazingly honored, because what happened was then a professional poet took our stories and made it into a piece of poetry. Then from there, the gentleman who did Hamilton, I always forget his name, but he got involved with the music.
Really?
Then they found songwriters and composers to be able to take our stories and put them into song.
Wow.
And my song is One More Day. And it was a big event at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. And I literally was there and honored with Sonia Sotomayor, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, some outstanding women, and little old me.
So, little old Linda Ranamon from Indianapolis.
I know,
right?
I know.
From,
exactly.
From Martinsville.
Who'd have thought, right?
Who'd have thunk it? We got a couple of minutes left. What else do you want to say about the Women Like Us Foundation? And give us all that contact information one more time.
I will do that. I'm just... Just a personal thing is I am so thrilled about what is going on for women today. And I'm so proud that I have so many wonderful friends and women that come on my radio show too, that really have been able to create their most authentic lives. And we can do that now. We really have the ability, with all of the support and all of the awareness. It's a new time for women. And I'm just thrilled to be able to still be in this work and to continue to be a part of that.
Well, Linda, we've got just about one more minute left.
Yes,
give
sir.
Us that contact information again.
Absolutely. Well, for the foundation, womenlikeusfoundation.org.
Okay.
And for the radio podcast and the coaching, because that's the thing we're really doing in the United States now, is reaching out to help bring women along through this coaching component. It's relatively new, so we're pretty excited about it. And that website is whatsnextforwomenlikeus.com.
whatsnextforwomenlikeus.com. If somebody wants to volunteer or donate, they can go to those websites.
Yes, go to the womenlikeusfoundation.org. That's where they donate. And actually, thank you for bringing that up, because right now at $55 a month, this is what we're really hoping to build on. $55 a month, you're actually supporting a woman at the Women Like Us Center. And
in Kenya.
In Kenya, okay. Exactly. Plus, if you do the $55 a month, we also send you 4 handmade masks from Kenya,
and
from the women.
And Linda, I thank you for the 2 handmade masks
you brought here. You're
my
welcome.
My wife is going to get a huge, and I probably will give them to my wife and daughter because they love this kind of stuff. But that's a very, very
awesome.
Kind gift.
Awesome.
So it's great to have you on.
Thank you.
Luck with the Women Like Us Foundation down the road.
Thank you.
And I'm going to try to think of some potential guests for your radio show. I know a lot of successful women. I just got to pull some thoughts out. Some of them might have been on this show before, too.
I so appreciate that. Thank you, Danny.
Okay,
thanks.
Linda
Randleman,
Women Like Us, next week, Business Spotlight Networking. See you then.